Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's Rob Zachary here. It's the Rob Zachary Show. We are live. Yes, we are. We are live on this super duper Friday. It's the super duper Friday. We are done with the week. Hell, we are almost done with the month. Ay, ay, ay. Time is flying. Time is flying, baby. All right, let's get to the big news. The big news. And that is the UK is leaving the EU. And I would say that is the Trump effect. And I might even go a step further and say, is this a preview of what to expect come November? Seriously. Everybody is freaking. Everyone's freaking. Everybody's freaking, and everybody was wrong. That's the thing that makes me think about November over here. That's the thing that makes me think about November over here. The fact that everybody was wrong. I mean, last night, it was a commentator after commentator, official after official. I mean, just you name them. You name them. There wasn't a person that came on the news, that came on the talk shows, that came on anywhere and said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We this totally. They were shocked. They were shocked. And then I heard some really disgusting things, and it made me sit there in different countries. Was that the movement to leave the EU was growing. But then, when that politician was murdered by the guy that was screaming, Britain first, anybody that was on the fence, should we leave? Should we stay? Anybody that was on the fence, this was going to push them to stay. I heard that from more than one person last night. And I was going back and forth between CNN, Fox, MSNBC. And at least three people, maybe four, said they seen the movement trending towards leaving. But then when that woman was killed, the trend started to shift, and they all felt. They all felt, I serve one person say 100%. He thought the vote would be close, but it would be to stay. So last night you had people actually pushing the narrative that this woman getting stabbed and shot by somebody that was supporting the Leave movement was supposed to the UK in the EU. Almost, listen, again, I don't want to sound Alex Jonesy, chemtrail-y, but these people that were going on television and saying this stuff, it was almost as if they were mad at the people that maybe had a hand in. I know this sounds just beyond nutty. I know it sounds beyond nutty. But think about how big this was. Think about how huge this was. I mean, seriously, when you think about the EU, what are you thinking about? What do you think about? Think about Britain, Germany, Italy, France. You don't think about Poland. You don't think about Croatia. You don't think about Denmark. And out of those countries, who's really the big dog? Britain. I mean, seriously, who's really the big dog? Who's always been the closest with the United States? Remember Tony Blair and George Bush, Cameron. I mean, out of all the leaders, sure, we know Andrea Merkel, but only because Kate McKinnon does the imitation on Saturday Night Live. But I mean, come on. The British invasion, Beatles, Iron Maiden. I mean, come on, man. The Brits. The Queen. Princess Diana. The Brits. It's huge. It's huge. It's huge. So it was almost like these people were yelling at whoever concocted the idea that if this woman was killed, it would create huge sympathy for the stay movement. That's what it seemed like. I know it's crazy. I'm absolutely not saying people killed this woman on purpose. I'm not saying there was some plot by foreign leaders that benefited from Britain staying. I'm not saying that. What I am saying, it was morbid. It was weird. It was creepy. It was coded. And it made you believe there could possibly have been something shady that went on with that woman's murder. Because too many people commented about it on CNN and MSNBC and Fox. Hell, the guy on CNN, they had one guy on there who just kept going back to it. I mean, he just kept going back to it. He was the, I guess, CNN guy. He was the one that CNN was going to on a regular basis to get commentary from. And every 15 minutes, it would be, so tell me, whatever the guy's name is, how shocking was this? And the guy was just, this is so shocking. And especially when we really thought that the trends would be moving in the stay direction, especially after, and whatever the woman's name was killed. There was a lot of sympathy, a lot of sympathy for the stay movement, and that trend started to reverse. So it is a shock that it turned out this way. It is a shock. It just caught all of us off guard. It was a shock. And then 20 minutes later, because, you know, every 25 minutes they have to kind of revisit everything that happened, and an anchor would switch over because they interrupted primetime coverage. I mean, they primetime shows that were on. They interrupted those shows, at least for us that get the replays. Every time. It was a shock, especially, it was a, that was the key word, especially off the heels of the woman being stabbed and shot by the guy saying Britain first. That's, I'm telling you, it was bizarre. It was like the guy was screaming without screaming. To the people that did it, to the people that concocted the idea. Like, look, we killed this woman after killing her and you guys saying it would work and it would be this great plan. The voters still said, we want to leave. That's what it was like. I know this is a weird kid, but I'm not, listen. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying the way it was used on every network last night, and it kept being just drilled out there, seemed a little bizarre. That's it. That's it. A little bizarre. For people to say we were completely caught off guard, this was not supposed to happen, and then referencing that woman being killed, I don't know. Just remember, at the end of the day, there were more people with extreme power that were benefited from Britain staying. Forget Britain. Forget the UK. Think about the 28 members. Just think about them. Think about Germany. Think about Italy. Think about France. Think about Spain. Hell, think about David Cameron. He staked his entire career. He staked his entire career on the election going the way of staying. I mean, he resigned. He resigned today. Or last night, or whatever, whenever the time difference is, he resigned. He said, I'm not the guy. I was against this. I pushed against this. I can't be your leader if I'm against what's happening. Cameron and his crew were against this. So just imagine the amount of power. Seriously, the amount of power. And do you really think the United States wanted to see this happen? You know the main people? You know the main person, the main country that benefits from this? Russia. Russia benefits from this. Because let's face it, the UK leaving basically, it's the death nail for the EU. It's the death nail. Remember, they already have members that grumble. You already got people in France that don't want to be part of the EU. The Netherlands. This is just the start, my friends. This is just the start. This is just the start. And remember, that pact, that coalition, that group, those members have been busting Putin's balls for a good year and a half now. Well, once that coalition breaks up, once that union breaks up, hell, the big dog, or the second big dog, is leaving. I mean, that weakens. It weakens. Listen, Germany, they got a ton of money. They're strong. But it's Germany, you know? It's Germany. Not real sure what Germany produces except for Mercedes-Benz and, I don't know, maybe some other German car. I'm not an expert on German contributions to the United States, to the world. But Britain, come on. Come on. Aussie. That cool Elton John song, Candle in the Wind, you know, for Princess Diana. You know? Cool stuff. Come on. Real Housewives of England or whatever the hell it is. So, you know, to me it's a preview. And that's why everybody over here is just losing their minds. Like all the commentators are losing their minds. Because this just so foreshadows what could happen in November. Because remember, Britain left. The whole battle, the whole, you know, we want our independence. This is our Independence Day. What's it about? Trade deals and controlling their borders. and putting their people first. That's what it's about. That is what it's about. Controlling the borders, putting their people first, and trade deals. Issues. Those three issues drove those voters to vote to leave the EU. What does that sound like? Who does that sound like? Exactly. And the fact that no one saw it coming. All the polls were wrong. All the experts were wrong. No one was prepared. And, oh my God. Look what just happened. You know, people throw that nationalism word around as it's calling for death to Jews or, you know, word Nazis. And, you know, nationalism is not some white supremacist word. Putting your country first and your people first is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Populism is not a bad thing. I know that's crazy. I know that's crazy to a lot of people. Or at least to the people that run our government. I know it's crazy. To govern and to create policy based on something that's popular, something that the people want. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. That's why hot button issues never get put on a national ballot. That's why we don't have things like, all right, everybody's gonna vote for universal health care, everybody's gonna vote for gay marriage, everybody's gonna vote for legalized marijuana, everybody's gonna tougher gun laws. Everybody's going to vote for tougher sentencing laws. Everybody. The people that run this country are terrified of that. Can't give the people that power. Can't give the people a choice. I mean, look what happens when they put things on ballots in states. They put something that the controlling group likes, and it passes, all is good. If something goes on a ballot in a state that the controlling group doesn't like, and it passes, then somehow it violates the Constitution or it violates federal law. Somehow it's just wrong. Legalizing marijuana? Oh, state says it's legal. We're just going to sell it. We're in a recreation. That's okay. Obama, the Democrats say that's okay. But remember, you're still dealing with federal law. But if the state bans gay marriage or abortion, that's wrong. Because that's violating federal law. It's violating what the controlling powers. So that's why they keep these types of things out of the hands of the voters. That's why they won't do away with the Electoral College. Everybody knows Electoral College is completely bunk. I mean, it's completely bunk. And you would have thought they would have gotten away with it or gotten rid of it back in 2000. You would have thought back in 2000, the American people would have been outraged. At least half the people. The concept that somebody could become president of the United States but lose the popular vote, lose the will of the people, that's complete lunacy. So this whole Brexit, this situation is freaking people out. It is. It's just they're just unhinged. 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 And it's funny, when Trump decided to go to Scotland, you had these low-level Republican pundits, these know-nothing putzes. Remember, every single Republican pundit, and now I could include the Democrats, but they're supposed to crap all over Republicans, but every single Republican pundit, okay, these experts all said Trump would be done in 1 month. Then he'd be done in 2 months. Then he'd be done in 3 months. Then he'd be done in 4 months. So they've proved that they're useless. The Stuart Stevens and the Hayes, the Rick Hayes or whatever his name is, Rick Wilson's, they're useless. They've been wrong from day one. And they were all coming out going, oh, what Trump is doing is such a, he's just clueless. He delivered this speech, the speech of a lifetime. He went after Hillary. It was measured. It was biting. It was just masterful. He should be continuing that. In swing states, he should be in Pennsylvania, he should be in Ohio. Instead, he's in Scotland, he's on his golf course. What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? Apparently, he knew something that all of these pundits didn't know. Obviously, he had good indication that the Leave vote was going to win, which in turn would dominate the news cycle for the next 2 days. And he knows that everything the UK was arguing for as it pertained to leaving, why they were leaving, here's all the issues, are the exact same issues that Donald Trump is arguing for back in the United States. Obviously, Trump made a calculated maneuver to be exactly where the action is going on, so people can say, is this a Trump effect? I mean, I watched somebody on CNN last night from Britain saying part of what happened, they attribute it to Trump, the Trump effect. Remember, the United States of America is still the boss of bosses. We are still biggest dogs on the block. And for the past year, everybody has been following this election. Hell, Biden and Obama will tell you, when I'm overseas or when I'm on the phone, I'm constantly getting world leaders asking me about Trump. I'm constantly having people ask me about Trump. They're nervous. They're scared. And remember that Le Pen, was it in France? The Le Pen. That woman. That was all about what's happening in Britain. So remember, the Brits, they watch TV. They read the newspapers. And they don't have the television like we do. They actually have a limited. I'm not saying they're restricted, but they definitely don't have what we have. And one of the big ways they get their information is, if I recall, the name being Sky News, which is a Rupert Murdoch owned entity. So they get the Trump vibe. So once again, these Republican strategists, these pundits, were wrong. Because this was the perfect of perfect moves for Trump. The perfect of perfect moves. He's where action is right now. Nobody gives a crap about what Hillary Clinton is saying. Nobody gives a crap about anything right now. The only thing people care about is the fact that the UK is leaving the EU. The Dow Jones is down 500 points. The European markets are down. And everybody's saying, what's next? Cameron resigns. These are the top stories. Not Trump at a rally in Ohio. These are the top stories. And where's Trump? He's there. He's there. He's talking about being excited. Working with the UK. And here's a little cherry on top of this. Remember, Cameron has come out and blasted Trump. How'd that work out for him? Cameron came out and blasted Trump. Matter of fact, people in his party talked about banning Trump. Remember that? Remember he screamed, not screamed. Using some hyperbole. He came out on more than one occasion and talked about how bad Trump is. So he came out against someone, policies, and ideas for the United States mirror the policies and ideas of people of the UK who voted to leave the EU. So the people in the UK rejected David Cameron. How's that for a cherry on top of the cake, man? How's that for a cherry on top of the cake? It's huge. It's huge. And Trump is there. That's why I laugh when you heard the narrative in the beginning of the week. Trump's got no money. He's got to run ads. He's doomed. That was the primary. The general's different. This is got to do. Who says? Who says? Every single one of these people have been wrong. They've been wrong. From day one, they've been wrong. Why all of a sudden are they right now? Oh, the big blunder should be here. Big blunder. Why is he at his golf course? See, they were all saying that before the vote came in. They were all saying that before. Oh, why is he in his golf course? Yesterday afternoon, that was on every CNN, Fox, MSNBC. It was like they were mocking Trump. Here he is in the fight of his life. He's in and he's in Scotland. Okay, well, who's laughing now, stupids? Who's laughing now? Where the focus of the entire world is. And if you look at the past presidents or past people that ran, they all made a trip overseas because, you know, they want to show like that they're, presidential and hey, if you elect me, look how I'm handling the foreigners. Look at me, Obama. I'm going to make this big speech to all the Muslims. Hey, look at me. I'm Mitt Romney. Look. And look at Trump. Hey, I am where the entire world is watching. I am here. I am at the heart. I am at the heart of the new UK body. And where's Obama? In Silicon Valley. He's in Palo Alto. Where's Hillary Clinton? I don't know, getting some new suit pants? Where's Donald Trump? He's in the heart. He's in the heart. All those people that voted to leave are all tuning on their TVs and seeing a guy that's running for president of the United States who's saying the exact same things that they all voted for. It was a brilliant move. It was a brilliant move. It was brilliant. I mean, Obama's going to talk. Listen, in the next, I don't know, half hour, Obama's going to give a speech. He's going to give a speech about how the UK is leaving and, you know, the union between the United States and them and the EU partners are still going to be strong. And there's Trump. He's out there. He's out there. He's out there. It wasn't luck. This is planned. All these so-called amateurs that Trump has surrounded himself, you know, oh, who's this guy? This Hope, who's this Hope Hicks? Who's this woman? Who's this Corey Lubinowski? Who's this? They don't know anything. They're just people that manage Trump properties. And well, apparently these novices, these amateurs, seem to know more and do a better job than 20 and 30 year veterans. Like I've said before, most of the people that are on these TV shows, with the exception of, you know, Paul Begala and Axelrod and Rove, most of they're Donna Brazile. I mean, she literally has been on every losing campaign you can imagine. Anna Navarro. I mean, you talk about real losers. Just losers. Rick Wilson, Stuart Stevens. Stuart Stevens, Romney. Two-time losers. So apparently, somebody's giving Trump good advice because Trump is where the action is right now. Trump is where the action is, saying, come November, the American people are going to do what the UK did. And they're going to vote to protect their borders. They're going to vote for better trade deals. They're going to vote for putting their country first. This is huge. Trump is on the side of the winners. Cameron, Obama, Hillary Clinton are on the side of the losers. It's huge. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. It's huge. And the left are freaking. The Democrats are freaking. The press is freaking. And we'll get into the freak out in the next segment. Because I've never seen so many people trying to dispel a speech. I've never seen it. And I'm talking about the Trump speech against Hillary. The left is freaking. They are freaking. They are freaking. They know. They know. They know the reality. They know the reality. I've said it before. The media creates a matrix-like scenario. Again, I don't mean to be going back to a Alex Jones-style talking point, but the media creates a matrix-like scenario. So rather you live in California, rather you live in Arkansas, rather you live in Wichita, Kansas, what you see, what you read, what you hear is all created by liberals. It's all created by liberals. Internet, social media, it's all created and controlled by liberals. So if you have an idea, if you have a thought, and it goes against the messaging, it goes against the propaganda, it goes against what you're seeing every day, you in turn go, oh, well, I must be wrong. I must be in the minority. I must be a freak. I must be a weirdo. Like I said before, what happened with Trump is he brought the masses together. So when he did a rally, 500 people didn't show up in a barn. 5,000 people showed up in an arena. So now you had more people looking at each other going, oh, you believe the same thing? And the media and the left were always able to marginalize and say, ah, these people that think like this or people, they're racist. They're homophobes. They're xenophobes. That's what they are. They're dangerous. They're the fringe. They're not the norm. And as these crowds grew, the left freaked out. Because it was like people being unplugged from the matrix. It was like people going, hey, wait a minute. Things are different than what they've been telling us, what they've been showing us, what they've been making us believe. And here we are. The left and the media is in full freak out mode. Because just like what happened in Britain, just like what happened with the UK and the EU, can happen here. Remember, you're only talking about 4 or 5 million votes that swings an election. And hell, back in 2000, because of our Electoral College, we showed that you could lose popular vote to president. So it doesn't matter about the 30% of Latinos that reside in California and Texas and Arizona. Comes down to Ohio, comes down to Pennsylvania, comes down to New Hampshire. And the left and the press know it. They know it. If this could happen in the UK, even after a woman was brutally stabbed and shot, and it was from the side that said, Britain first, Britain first. And the media went, look at this, look at you, everybody. Do you wanna be part of this? Do you realize that if you vote to leave, you're leaving with this? You're leaving with this savage, this murderer? Huh? Do you understand that? Do you understand that? These are the people that wanna leave. They're murderers, they're savages, they're animals. And the people went, we don't support him, and we don't condone stabbing and shooting people, but we want to leave. We want to protect our borders. We want to make sure that the jobs that are available are not taken. By non UK citizens. Do you realize, you know, I don't know if you guys realize this. I'm sure you do because you're the smartest audience in the world. But do you realize that being part of the EU means it's just open borders? Like, you can go from Germany to Italy to France to Poland to Spain to Croatia, another, you don't need passports. Like, there is no paperwork. It's just open. And what happened with the UK, I mean, it's so similar to the United States. It really is. So what happened in the UK is you got something like 25 to 30% of their net migration being people from other EU countries. Comes out to something like, I don't know, 2-3 million, 2.5 million. So you got 2 million people living in the UK, competing for jobs, competing for schooling, competing for healthcare, just being in the mix. And they're from France, or they're from the Netherlands, or they're from Croatia, or they're from Sweden, or they're from Poland. No different than an American fighting for a job with someone from Korea, someone from Japan, someone from Mexico, someone from Venezuela. Someone from Guadalajara. But you see what the UK did What the UK did was actually rise up and say to their elected officials, we will not take this anymore. We will not take this anymore. We will not have our jobs stolen from people from other countries. We will not have our goods and services destroyed, downgraded, made worthless because of bad trade deals that the EU has set up. The people of the UK rose up. They were heard. And now it's time for the American people to rise up. It's time for the American people to rise up. And that's why the left is freaking. That's why the press is freaking. And that's why the Trump team are pretty smart. Those novices are pretty smart because he's there in the middle of it all.